The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm on our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, for our Thursday morning visit. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. Hope you are.
I am wonderful on this thankful Thursday. What a beautiful sunny day. It's going to be another hot one, but hey, I'm just happy for summer, you know?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm kind of a hot weather girl myself, so I'm actually happy when it gets this warm.
Yes, yes. Let's talk for a minute. State lawmakers, of course, last week, Representative John McCravey's House committee had hearings on the next step for South Carolina's abortion laws. State lawmakers are working this summer trying to determine what our next step is. Yesterday, Planned Parenthood filed another lawsuit against South Carolina's six-week abortion ban in the state. It seems like these challenges never end.
No, they're not. I mean, did we really think that they would give up? I never did. But, you know, the law of the land is on our side now. And I think, Joey, that's key, right? We haven't had that in a long time. And so I'm very hopeful that we are going to that's not gonna up our abortion count here in South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it costs money, it costs time, and it costs resources. And I get that Planned Parenthood, that they're all for supporting a woman's right to have an abortion, but at some point you'd think you just got to give it up here.
I know, and you know what? I guess maybe they feel as passionately on their side as we felt on ours. And thank God we didn't give up, right? I mean, so that's why I was always under the – I never thought that they would just go away. But thank you to Representative McCravey. He has done an amazing job keeping – I mean, I watched those hearings all day on Thursday from my office at the State House. It was a packed house, and we had lots of people out in front of the Brown building that those hearings were happening in, and he stayed calm and cool. He kept it respectful. He made sure everybody had a chance to be heard on both sides. Yeah. So I think he did. He conducted that like the conductor of an orchestra. And I think he did a great job. I was really proud. You know, you heard from so many women and young women, which I think is hard, you know, when you're a young woman and you're stand up for life, you by your peers, you really get beat down. And so I was very proud of all of them that showed up and really testified for life. I think they did a great job. I know Alexa Newman spent the entire day down there. I kept seeing her sitting waiting for her turn to talk and then listen. So kudos to Representative McCravey and the Freedom and the Family Caucus. They did a great, great job keeping this, and they're going to continue to
I was going to say that last week, from what I understand, was the first of what will probably be several more opportunities for people around the state to be heard.
Absolutely. But the good thing here in South Carolina is we have the heartbeat. You know, people on the pro-life side that really fought for years, I mean, wonderful people like Lisa Van Riper and Holly Gatling, and, you know, we have, you know, our own Kelly, Ross. I'm drawing a blank, Joey. She handles our pregnancy center here in Greenville. And, you know, they have fought for so long to get the heartbeat bill in place. And thank God we had it. The governor signed it so that, you know, once the Dobbs case actually dropped from the Supreme Court, we were able to have a law in place that immediately started saving the lives of the unborn. And, you know, we're very fortunate for all the people that went ahead of us that really showed up this fight for a long time.
Yep. And unfortunately, we have a presidential administration, though, that's going to also help groups like the Planned Parenthood continue that fight. The Biden administration yesterday issued guidance reminding pharmacists that they have to fill any prescriptions for abortion pills. I mean, this is nationwide. This would include South Carolina, saying that you cannot discriminate. And some pharmacists, they may, because of their faith, may not feel comfortable filling some of these abortion pills. But Joe Biden's administration, they're trying everything they can, every way they can, to go around what the intent of the Supreme Court's decision was.
Well, Joey, let's just think about that for a minute. You have pro-choice groups calling this woman's health. What is more horrific than a scared, whether it be a young girl or a teenager or mm-hmm. a young woman or anybody at home alone taking a drug that would abort her baby with no doctor present, with no nurse pregnant? How is that quality woman's health? Let's just, if you just clip it, if you take things, I'm an accountant by trade, Joey, so I like to take things and literally look at them. How can anybody in their right mind call that woman's health? Or even quality woman's health? You know, anything could happen. I mean, a mother could hemorrhage. You could, heaven forbid it be a child that do something that they're embarrassed of and don't want their parents to know, and a parent come home and find their daughter on the floor and not have any idea what has happened to her. I mean, we really need to be careful when we're calling it women's health, and then we have an administration and a group of people that would allow something that to me is just life-threatening to be done. That is not quality health care. That is not women's health. Let's start calling this stuff out for what it is. And if the Biden administration wanted to really help women, then why not help give women and girls the tools they need to be a good mother, or to allow them to care, bring the baby into the world and then give it up for adoption and to a loving family, right?
Or,
instead of all these businesses saying, oh, we'll spend money flying you to a state to get an abortion, what about if, keep your baby and we'll come up with daycare? We'll take, instead of killing a baby, let's come up with programs here in our company that help you be a good parent, that pays for your child's daycare so you can feel like you can be a good parent. Why don't we try that positive instead of going right to this culture of death that we keep seeming to find ourselves in?
Exactly. And use that money to help support some of the groups that you mentioned a minute ago. I mean, like Alexia Newman's group, a Carolina Pregnancy Center, and the other groups around the state that have been working for years to help these young women. Why not focus on that rather than focusing on getting them to another state where they can get an abortion?
Absolutely right. Absolutely. Yep. There's so much more better ways to spend your money. And hey, I'm a business owner. I would be ashamed to say that was going to be my big push for employee benefits. Right.
Yep.
So I encourage everybody to look at those lists and see who's coming out and saying that.
Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evetts, always a pleasure. We'll catch up again next Thursday.
Thank you, Joey. Have a great weekend and great week to all your listeners.
You too. Be safe.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.